When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
As you're probably aware, this daily update schedule I've been keeping for the Thunder Punch Daily microcast is part of an art challenge that Rob Senzinger and I put to ourselves and opened up to the public called Art Sound Off, artsoundoff.com. Follow the hashtag Art Sound Off on Twitter and the other social networks to see some of the other entries by other participants in this thing where we're challenging ourselves every day for the month of November 2014 to journal our art day in audio. Giving ourselves a new avenue through which to express ourselves as creative people, which serves as like an advertisement for you in a way. It's used the dumb language that people pass around. It's kind of like brand awareness of who you are as a person. As Owen Jolins said in one of his microcasts, his recent one, actually number 6, he talked about how his online conduct is that he's like Inspector Gadget, he's always on duty. He is always a freelance artist, and he thinks about that in the way he conducts himself online. And this can be part of that. So that's the crass aspect, but also it's designed to help you be more thoughtful about what you're doing during the day, getting you to stop and look at your workday in the eye and ask yourself how you feel about it in words, like sounding off with a friend, right? And I realized that on this 6th entry for mine, I had a couple design constraints I want to put on this. One is I want to time box this one and really try to keep it 10 minutes or less, because when I get fired up, I tend to ramble on. And I think for the most part, I'm pretty okay at finding a point to asking you to spend 20 minutes with me at a go. But let's see if I can winnow it down even tighter to make for a better, more useful audio experience. But then here's the design constraint that conflicts with that is I realized that most of the time I'm always trying to construct an essay. And I think this comes from my personal reflex of wanting to, if I'm going to share something, I want it to be of use to somebody, or at least the intention is to create something of use to somebody. Who knows if it actually is of use to anybody, or if it's just some pleasant noise to have on in the background. Pleasant, maybe, or it could just be something that'll keep you awake listening to me try to keep up with my own pace. But I haven't done any art journaling where I'm actually like, okay, here's what I'm doing today and here's what I'm thinking about, right? I've done a little bit of that here and there with the Thunder Punch Daily Show, but I haven't done that properly, given an episode of that. And I've already spoiled the soup by front-ending with all that other stuff. But so what am I doing today? Actually, in about 30 minutes, I got to be out the door again to go to a meeting with the Neutral Zone here in Ann Arbor. It's a teen advocacy organization providing access to cool spaces and computers and educational resources. Nonprofit, are they nonprofit? Now I need to double check. But they're an advocacy group who I've worked with before to create different comics programs with. And I'm working with them to develop a new sort of comic / video game design course. And I've got my meeting at, 3 p.m. today, Eastern time, to suss out the final details before we do the big workshop on the 18th of the month. And right after that, like as soon as we're done with that meeting, I got a book across town because I've got another session of my Graphic Novel Academy series at the Ann Arbor Art Center. 8-week course that I teach on making comics soup to nuts. I've been teaching there for, I think, 5 years now. And for a while, I was only doing youth classes, partially because of schedule constraints. I just didn't have the time to be doing 2 classes a week, because these classes are, the youth class is 1.5 hours and the teen class is 2 hours. And that's the actual programming time. But the prep work that goes into each class tends to be a lot more than that. As any teacher will tell you, like if you want to do like a decent job of it, you do quite a bit of prep. I mean, even though I've said before on the Lean Into Artcast that sometimes I'm figuring out what I'm going to teach on my drive to class. But that, when I'm saying that, what I'm what I'm really doing is sifting through all of the pre-designed kits of units and lesson plans and figuring out how to recombine them to make them fresh and find a new approach to them. So lots and lots of prep work goes into this. And so the class that I'm teaching today is the youth class. I better double check that, actually. Let me look at my calendar. yes, it's Youth Graphic Novel Academy today. Oh, thank goodness. I don't want to teach the teen class, but it's because I spent part of the afternoon today doing my prep work for the youth class, and it'd be a bummer if I did that and then found out, oh, guess what, you're teaching teens today. So I decided that based on, this is like I think the fourth week of the 8-week course, and my lesson plans tend to change a lot between what I start with in week one. Like in week one, I'll have like, okay, here's the 8 weeks. I'll lay it out for the art center. Like, here's the syllabus of what we're going to cover. And usually by the second or third week, I get a sense of what the dynamic of the class is. Because even though some kids take the class multiple times, I've always got a new influx of students. And part of my job is figuring out how this classroom dynamic is going to work. Where are their interests? What kinds of activities do they respond most positively to? Because guess what? I'm not always super effective in the classroom. Sometimes I have bummer days. Where the kids just kind of unplug, and I'll say in the middle of class, like, are we done with this? Are we done with this lesson? Do we want to do something else? Yeah, we want to do something else. So I'll come up with something else on the fly. And then I'll ask myself afterwards, like, hey, what happened there? You know, go through a reflection review session. What was it that they were unplugged with? Was it the presentation style? Was it the way I was showing them stuff or drawing stuff? Or was it the activities I was asking them to do? Was it the materials I was having them work with this week? Because sometimes I have them work with crayons, sometimes I have them work with colored pencils, sometimes it's with ink, sometimes it's with regular pencils, sometimes it's on typing paper, other times it's on Bristol board. You know, the art center purchases professional comics tools for me to expose the kids to in the classroom. So I'll evaluate all the variables, figure out at what point did they seem the most unplugged, at what point did they disengage from what I'm doing. Okay, let's recalibrate. Let's figure out how can I create something that appeals to them. Not to spoon feed, but to keep them engaged and teach the same content in a new way. So one of my failures in this past couple weeks, or one of the less successful sessions I had, was a character design session, which was surprising to me because it's one that I've led in a lot of other classrooms and it was wildly successful. But with this group mix of kids, not successful. They were not interested in it. So, okay, what was the disconnect there? And I think I found it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to reinvestigate this character design unit, and I'm going to go from an approach of looking at and analyzing pre-existing characters from a variety of sources, from comic books, from films, from cartoons, and so on. And we're going to investigate what they do with shape, what they do with color, and what they do with body language to give us clues about the characters. And then I'm going to challenge the kids to create four characters for me. They're going to create a hero, they're going to create a villain, they're going to create a villain who becomes a hero, and they're going to create a hero who is revealed to be a true villain, right? And how do you use shape, color, and body language to give us the hints about that just in a drawing? And if there's time, which I doubt there will be, but if there's time, we're going to make a mini comic about those guys. Hour and a half, not that much, probably 20 minutes of talking. Meaning that you got about an hour and 10 minutes to do the drawing. Maybe we can actually fit in some mini comic strips in there. But we'll find out when I get there. And yeah, that's a lot of the intensity of teaching these graphic novel academies comes out of thinking a lot about what happened in the classroom, what were my intended outcomes and goals, what was the actual activity performed, and how did the kids interact with it. And I also want to throw in another thing that I keep in my in the stew pot. Man, I'm making a lot of soup analogies today. In terms of like my thinking about this, is that there's also outside variables that I have zero control over. Like, for instance, if it's a beautiful day outside and the kids in my class happens to be right after school lets out, they may be full of energy and don't really, it's difficult to get them to want to sit down and commit to an hour of drawing, right? Or this, for some of my students, this is their only opportunity to actually communicate with other kids who love comics the way they do. And so they get so fired up about it and they just want to like talk with their friends. And, I'm not the kind of teacher who tries to shut that down, but try to use that energy. And sometimes the wrangling or the energy bending that I'm trying to do isn't always successful. So Oh my gosh, I'm coming up on the 10-minute mark. The last thing on my list to do today after I'm done, so I'll be done at, I want to say 6:30 tonight. Then I'm going to come home, I'm going to have dinner, and then I'm going to get back to work on RoboForce. I've got one page left of inks in the next RoboForce chapter. And then I've got to color 8 pages. And these are time-consuming pages, which I will talk about in a future Thunder Punch Daily. So who am I? Jersey Drozd, cartoonist and teaching artist, comicsaregreat.com, boulderandfleet.com. Do check out the Art Sound Off Challenge if you haven't yet, whether you want to participate or whether you want to just listen. There's a whole bunch of great microcasts coming out from a whole bunch of different people who interact with the Leonard Artcast in a really cool way. So that's it, Art Sound Off. And I guess I'll forego the credit this time because you're going to hear him again tomorrow. So I will be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember everybody.
In today's story, you saw how the Widgets were fooled by Evil Lynn's disguise. They learned that bad things can be made to look good and why we should always be careful and question everything that doesn't seem right. But it works both ways, and that's why the saying you can't judge a book by its cover is so important. What it means is that appearances can be deceiving. And you shouldn't judge books or people by the way they look. It's what's inside that really counts.